Welcome to Illuminated Lamb. This is the first episode of the rebranded podcast. That which once was Finding Hidden Treasure is now Illuminated Lamb. I thought it was time for a rebrand for a few reasons. One of them is technological. I have access now to YouTube as well as other podcast providers and audio that allow the podcast to be put out in a timely manner and to a larger audience, and looking forward to be able to do that. Also, my devotional reading over the last few years has centered in on the themes particularly of Christ, and Christ in the Old Testament in particular, as well as the themes of light. And in listening to other people's podcasts, in articles, in books that I've read, not only that are contemporary to now, also those from the past, the themes of Christ in light have really manifest in those readings, and it's garnered my attention. It's the kind of thing where once you see something that you've missed before and somebody points it out to you, you say, oh my word, how did I miss that in the first place? And now that I've been reading from these other folks who've been pointing back, saying, take a look at these themes of where Christ appears in the Old Testament. Take a look at these themes of how light appear. I have been very moved by it, and moved to the point that I wanted to rebrand the podcast and to share those insights and observations with you. Illuminated Lamb, I think, is the best way of merging the themes of Christ and light symbolically as found in Scripture. Take a look in Revelation chapter 21, verse 23. We read, "And the city has no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and its lamp is the Lamb." I find it intriguing that in the new heavens and the new earth, there will be no more need of a sun or a moon or stars. Jesus Christ himself will be our lamp, and he'll be our light. What a wonderful, wonderful thing to meditate on. So in this rebrand, I'm looking to not only continue to use the audio providers we've had before, such as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, and several others. I'm also looking to expand to YouTube as well. I think it will provide a base for a much larger audience, and I'd like to be able to present these findings to a much larger audience. I also want to stress that none of these ideas that I'm going to be presenting to you are original. I have read them from authors in the past. I've heard them from those who are speaking on these topics today. So what I'd like to do is make sure that my insights and observations are going to those people who've been the audience for this podcast before. I think they're of real value, and I want to make sure I can present them to you in a good and timely manner. I'm also looking to preserve aspects of the original mission of Finding Hidden Treasure, which is the discovery and recovery of Christian treasures from our past. In my research, I found that there are any number of items that I think it would really help us to know how our ancestors in the faith thought about certain things and the way they approached Scripture, the way they approached their life with God and their life with Christ. And in a sense, I'd like to take these out of the attic of our Christian past and allow us, all of us, to be able to, in a sense, put them into the living room of our current Christian experience. So since we are going to be on YouTube, I'm going to ask that you would please share, like, comment, and subscribe to this podcast. It will help the algorithm for YouTube build up the placement of this podcast in the way that other people are going to be able to see it and search for it. So I'm looking forward in these next few weeks, months, and God willing, years, to be able to share these ideas, these insights with you, so that you can see the glories of Christ and the glory of the light that shines from him. I'll see you in the next podcast.